This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group. And now, here's Christopher Hart, Rich Jekyll, and Lucy Valido.
Hello again, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And do we ever have a winning combination in studio today? Because first of all, Lucy Pulido's back in town. Great
yes.
to see you, Lucy.
Yes. Greetings to all.
And also the award-winning Rich Jekyll, also from Score in the house.
Christopher Hart of Hart. So nice to see you again.
Thank you. And I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But of course, What's the Score is all about Score. That's what this radio show is for. And we're here with another great guest we'll get to here in a few minutes. But once again, I want to remind you that Score's Big Biz Fest is right around the corner,
a week earlier than last year. So it is what?
April 29th.
Thank you.
And great. It's at the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, and each and every one of you are invited.
Right. We have the usual format, which would be speed counseling. And we had the portrait pictures for your branding options, and what else?
Well, we have wonderful speakers.
Yes, we do.
And I mean, that's always very interesting because it's always folks who have been in business in any some way or another connected to Score, in addition to the fact that they are successful at whatever they have chosen as a profession. So it's always very interesting to hear from them.
Okay, very good.
So there will be this. What they're talking about is some of the events that will be at BizFest, some of the things you'll be able to do. That begins at noon, and we'd like you to pre-register by going to orlando.score.org. That's orlando.score.org, and you will be able to, once again, attend this event. It is all day long, noon, it'll start. The event itself wraps up about around 6 o'clock, but then there's a cocktail party afterwards. And the whole day is just a great networking opportunity, especially during that cocktail hour. And great food, great. There'll be some wine there, but it's just an absolute fun event. Biggest event Score puts on all year long. There will be great speakers there. There'll be question and answer sessions. What Rich was talking about, the speed counseling is a one-on-one with one of the Score volunteers. Yep. Rich usually participates in that.
Right, 20-minute sessions where you get to ask simple question, and if you need more than a simple answer, we schedule an appointment for you.
And the sponsors will be there with their tables and their offerings for you. And as Rich mentioned, you'll get a free professionally done by Joey Genovese portrait photograph.
Yeah,
and he's going to bring his equipment down, and it'll be state-of-the-art stuff. And a great opportunity for you to get this for free.
Yeah.
And are we not going to do a show also from there?
Indeed.
I believe we are.
You know, for all those women who keep calling me and saying, we are dying to meet Rich, this is your opportunity,
this
ladies.
This is, yeah.
If
Come
you
on
wanna
down,
meet
ladies.
Him, this is the TAM. This all is right. the place to go.
All right. Once again, that event and pretty much all the events that Score participates in, unless we mention otherwise, is at the National Entrepreneur Center. And the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the west end is where you'll find it. And you can park in the parking garage still, and you'll see some vines painted on the wall. Plus, they'll have signs out that particular day.
Oh, yeah, all the way up to McGuire.
Right, and you'll see where the people are going.
We'll probably have to have cops because all the women will be rushing over.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, you you're welcome to just show up, but it's better if you pre-register. That way there'll be some things they give to you, and it'll be just a better experience for you all the way around. That's at orlando.score.org. If you have any questions and would like to talk to someone, you can call always Score office at 407-420-4844. That's 407-420-4844.
Well, I think we'd rather direct them. That 4844 is the counseling desk. If you go to 4843, that is the person that's handling BizFest.
Okay. All right. I didn't know there was a direct line for the BizFest. Man, that's like Batman. All right. So 407-420-4843 to the BizFest counselor at SCORE. All right, and once again, if you call during normal business hours, you will get a human being. If you call after business hours, they will call you back the next business day. And they're also there on Saturday mornings, by the way. And they're always presenting something at SCORES. They always have some sort of educational opportunity going on there, networking opportunity, each and every one. And always you can go to orlando.score.org to find out what's coming up. Better yet, sign up for
the newsletter. Come on down.
That's right. And you do that at the website as well. And don't forget, BizFest is a free event. There is a charge for some of the educational curriculum. But in terms of the counseling, just like Rich always likes to say, it is
the big F word that Lucy says all the time. Free. It is free.
The time that these counselors put in, they are volunteers. They don't get paid for it, and therefore you don't have to pay them either. So please do take advantage of it. All right, so as I said, SCORE's always doing something at the National Entrepreneur Center. Now, the BizFest is coming up on April the 29th, but there'll be, you know, Coffee with a Leader presentations between now and then, the Lunch with a Leader presentation between now and then, the regular course offerings between now and then. Mm-hmm, and then there is another event coming up that we're going to talk about with our guest today.
Yeah.
So we would like to welcome to the show Toby Moyle. Toby, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thrilled to be here.
All right. Well, the way we like to do it is before we ever get down to business, we like to find out a little something about our guests. So we always start with, are you from around here?
You know, I'm not originally from down here. I am a Midwest girl, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. St. Louis.
Country girl. State. That's right.
Yeah, indeed. Didn't y'all just win something, a championship of some sort?
We did. Yeah, just a little news, right? So I've been moved down to Orlando in the late 80s. So family moved down here and been here ever since.
Well, what did you do? I mean, were you where you grew up? Did you go to college? Just tell us a little bit more.
I did. I grew up in Lake Mary, went to Lake Mary Elementary and Lake Mary High School, and then Seminole Community College before it was Seminole State. And so really, like I said, really right here in Central Florida, started my career here in Central Florida and love for Florida. I spend some of my time now, I have a home in Atlanta, so I go back and forth quite a bit because of my job before. But yeah, so I'm a Seminole County girl.
So I take it when you got out of college, you went to work.
That's right, yes.
And what did you do?
So I went to school for biology. Okay. And it makes a lot of sense what I'm about to tell you. After college, my first job was in banking, which makes no sense for what I went to school for, as often, you know, happens. So had a great internship during college and thought I was going to continue my career in the science and field, and found out that there was a lot of money to be made in banking, and the rest was history. I got a job at J.P. Morgan Chase, and then the next 20 years, kind of climbed the corporate ladder. So I ended up, before I started my own business a few years ago, I ended up being the retail sales executive, the vice president for the Southeast. So I managed Georgia and Florida. So if you walked into any of the local branches and wanted to get a home loan, a mortgage, we're going to buy a house, that would have been one of my team members that would have helped you.
Wow. Yeah, she's kind of like the corporate.
You probably worked under my previous boss.
Who's that?
Gordon Smith.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
He was my boss.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's funny. It's
a small world.
Yeah, it is a small world.
I was going to say, her story sounded similar to yours.
No kidding.
Right?
Yes. Oh,
she was American Express.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah,
we'll
but she was in Latin America.
But she worked her way up the corporate ladder.
I worked internationally, and then I came back to Latin America, and I was in charge of all of Latin America.
Oh, how neat.
So that's when Gordon was my boss.
Yeah, that's great.
So who's Gordon Smith?
Gordon Smith is, right now, today, number two at Chase, Wells Fargo, no, what is it?
J.P. Morgan.
Yeah. So he and somebody else are basically running to replace Diamond.
That's right.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're in banking all these years.
All these years.
And you did very well at it.
Did very well. Yep. Had a great career. Loved my job. And kind of had, I don't know, a couple years ago, had a little bit of a, I don't know if you call it a midlife crisis or some of the, I think we all have times in our lives when we kind of step back and reevaluate where you're going and where you've been. And I don't know, I just wanted to do something with, the second half, God willing, the second half of my life. And so I started my own business, and I took all the pieces that I loved from my corporate job, helping salespeople to develop themselves, helping sales leaders to be better leaders. I took all the parts that I really loved, the personal development parts, and I thought, if there's a way I can make a career out of those pieces that I really enjoy, the people aspect, that would be a blessing. And so that's what I've done. So now I'm a business coach. And so now every day I spend all of my time helping people to improve their business through improving themselves.
How much of a challenge was it to make that transition from the corporate world to now you're out on your own?
Yeah, no, it's no joke. There again, many of the listeners, I'm sure, have also made that decision. And it's tough to walk away because you've put so much time in. It's all you know. Like you said earlier,
it becomes your life.
It becomes your life. Right out of college, you go into that structured environment. And let's be honest, the paycheck every couple weeks is nice. So it's hard to walk away from that. It's kind of funny. I do a lot on social media. And so often I'll have someone reach out and say, wow, I'm sure you're really glad that you left that corporate job, because it looks like you're just, you know, making millions over here, starting your own business. And it's just funny, right? Because it's perception.
Right.
I'm like, no, yeah, actually, after, you know, it's a little different. But yeah, it was a tough decision. And, you know, the other funny thing is the first 6 months, let's say you're in business, naturally, I think I'm a fairly intelligent person. So I thought that it would take some time to really build momentum and really build a nice business. But I thought, you know, in a year, I'll be able to really see if this thing has legs, if this really, you know, is going to be what I think I could build. And the joke was that everybody that first year said, oh, you know, it takes a good year before you can even decide if at all, if this is a viable business, if you're on the right path. And then a year came and then people would say, how long have you been in business? Oh, a year and 3 months. You know, it takes 2 years. It right. takes a good 2 years. And then, you know, now I'm going into 2 years. Right, so I said, the joke right. now will be, it takes 5 years. Give yourself enough runway, you know.
All right. What we're going to do right now is take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Toby Moyle. Her business is Life is a Ladder Coaching. You can go to lifeisaladder.com. Lifeisaladder.com. So we'll talk more with Toby when we come back with more of What's the Score. Okay, we're back, and we are What's the Score? And by we, I mean Lucy Polito, Rich Jekyll, and myself, Christopher Hart, and our guest today, Toby Moyle. And by the way, we forgot to say like us on Facebook, Rich.
I know,
we
did.
You're dropping the ball on me here. You're slipping and sliding.
I did.
Please do like us.
I'll be back in a minute.
Follow us and like us on that Facebook. That's Score Orlando on Facebook. Okay, our guest today, Toby Moyle. Lifeisaladder.com is her website. Life is a Ladder Coaching. You were telling us that you had spent your career working in banking very successfully, and you then decided to step back a little bit. But did it have anything to do with the fact that you studied biology in college and you never intended to get in banking, and then all of a sudden you look at 20 years, man, I've done good at this, but I never really wanted to do this? Did that have anything to do with it?
That's a good question. Are you a psychology major?
Oh, no. God, please.
That's my... you have a couch over there. Yeah, that's a good point. It might be. I think I'm the kind of person that always likes to grow and try new things, and I'm just a lifelong student. So I think it wasn't anything to take away from the career, the banking career, because I loved it.
Right.
I think it was just time for a new challenge, and I wanted to impact even more people's lives. So though I had a large team naturally across the Southeast, I wanted to speak to tens and hundreds of thousands of people. So my journey, my career, was really positively impacted by thought leaders like Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar and Napoleon Hill and Dale Carnegie and all these.
I think Tony's birthday is today, as
oh, is
a matter
it?
Of fact.
I should,
if I'm not mistaken.
Not, yeah, I don't know.
I think it
but
is.
Great guy. And
yeah.
and those thought leaders, those folks, like I said, they were instrumental in my personal development and being the human being that I was to attract that level of success. And this is not to make it a female or male thing. However, I could name 10 males in that echelon, in that personal development space. I could name 10 males for every one female. And it's still that way actually now. Now with the advent of social media, there's a lot more exposure to other females. But still, even at that top tier, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm there at that top tier to compare. I'm not comparing myself if people are rolling their eyes right now. However, the rest of my career, that's you know, that's kind of what I'm aiming for. I'm aiming big, and I want to be on those stages and be able to help other people. Hence the name Life is a Ladder for my company. You know, life, I think, is a journey, and it's a process, and it's a it takes taking action and stepping one rung at a time and developing. And so anyways, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but yes.
It's like that Joe Cocker tune that he does with, I forget he does that duet. Life is a road, and there's a mountain in the way, and we climb another step every day.
Yeah. What the heck does what does any of that have to do with
us up? Love Lift Us Up is the name of the tune.
Okay, great. What does that have to do with biology?
I know, it doesn't. It has nothing, you know.
But maybe
it does.
Biology is all about life and living organisms.
I agree.
Right?
And the science part of me, I think, did have a big piece of the success that I had dealing with people, because there is human behavior and aspects of science and we joke about psychology and anthropology, why people take action, why customers behave the way they do.
So there's all that. You were coaching, but you were coaching for a bigger team.
You're exactly right. That's right. I was coaching inside of the company with my team, with my region. And now I'm just doing that on the outside in the regular world, right? And helping people, helping individuals. Because there's not a lot. If you think about it, then there again, I'm preaching to the choir. Those of those people that are listening that have a small business or have a business, they might not have someone that could really give them unbiased feedback, somebody to bounce ideas off of, someone to really strategize with. In a large company, you have that. You have that camaraderie. You have leaders to talk to and keep you in the bumpers. But in the real world, right, in the small business world, the entrepreneurial world, you don't have that. And so it's an honor for me, truly. It's a blessing, and I can't overemphasize it enough. It's just a very valuable opportunity that I have to work with people on such an important thing. Because at the end of the day, people start a business. They want it to succeed. They need it to succeed. I mean, we're talking about people feeding their kids and, you know, paying their mortgage payment. So it's really important. So the bit part that I pay in helping people is, like I said, it's a blessing.
All right.
Good.
Lifeisaladder.com is her website. And by the way, if you would like to email her there, you can email her at Toby@lifeisaladder.com. And she's got an event coming up we're going to be telling you about on March the 24th. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. But what is Life is a Ladder all about? Because you said this is all about climbing. And so I guess you're trying to help people get to that next few rungs of the ladder.
Right.
Is that the idea?
That's exactly right. So I'm a business coach. So there's a lot of different coaches out there. You have health coaches and
life coaches,
the relationship coaches. And so I'm a business coach. So though I do focus on people's business and helping them improve in that segment of their life, naturally, we all bring ourselves to our jobs and to work. So there's a lot of overlap there. It's a lot of talking about mindset. There's four real areas that I help business owners with. And I help individual contributors, salespeople. Some of my clients are, you know, salespeople that earn a commission, make their living through commission. Or sales leaders like myself. When I was climbing the ladder, I always had a business coach.
And I would guess nonprofits also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That type of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what are the four?
Well, so I help people to design a detailed business plan, a plan.
Oh, Rich loves that.
You like plans?
I love plans.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like spreadsheets?
I never use them, but I love them.
You're not alone. That's usually how it goes. Well, believe me, myself included.
I use spreadsheets.
Yes. So usually it goes hand in hand.
Okay, let's go list them, and then we'll kind of go through them a little bit.
I help people create a detailed business plan that they can follow, a track that they can run on. I give people unbiased support, so really a sounding board. I provide them a place where we can bounce ideas off of each other. I can help them strategize. A big one is the A word, accountability. So I serve as an accountability partner, make sure that they're making progress and staying focused, which is hard for all of us. Everyone is the same. And then fourth, I give some advice and some guidance. So because I'm a business person, because I've achieved a certain level of success myself, I'm qualified to give business advice. So it's not just that I've read a few books. I've actually lived in the business world and, you know, ran a huge division for a large organization. So
Again, I ask, where does the biology come in?
I should have come up thought of a better, more thoughtful answer before I came in.
Are you doing that on the side as well?
This will never happen again.
No, our guest, I didn't think so.
Toby Moyle, life is ladder coaching is her business. Lucy, you were going to...
No, I was just going to say that Rich could use three of those things that you mentioned.
Yes.
The qualifier, right? Go down the list.
Even Chris agrees.
If you need two or more, then I can help you.
All right. Well, let's talk for a moment about a detailed plan. Because for some businesses, that might seem to be easy. Say a guy comes in and he wants to open a retail store.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's kind of, would you say cut and dry, more or less? I mean, you got inventory, you got location, these sort of things.
You would think. It's amazing to me.
But you say you would think. What do you mean by that?
Yes. A lot of people do not have a plan. They do not have a set goal of where they're trying to go.
Correct.
Go back to the ladder. They're climbing their little heads off, but if I ask them, so what's your goal? So where are you going? And there again,
I want to make money. That's usually
the response.
What's my markup on goods and services that I provide and that kind of stuff? That's all important.
Yeah.
And people don't think about that.
Not only that, but if you're talking about a retail store, how about the location? Choosing a location, which is key for whatever type of store you want to open.
Yep. You're right. You're so right. I mean, you think that, and I think there again, maybe this is the tie in here for the biology. I'm going to try to circle it around.
Boy.
I'm going to try. So, the science, the psychology of this, I believe, my personal Toby's theory here, is that the human being that starts their own business, that solopreneur, that entrepreneur, that human being has to be a big picture thinker. They have to be the person that sees something down the road. They have to have a vision. And that human being oftentimes is not the same person that is also detailed and very, you know, linear and follows a plan, you know, checks off every little box. Usually those are two different people. Just they're usually on different ends of the spectrum. I'm a little unique, and hence why I love what I do, because I am that first person. One of the reasons that I attribute the success that I had is because I always treated my job and my division very entrepreneurially. So even though I worked for a big organization, I still treated it as if it were my company. I was a steward of the company's money, and I really took that to heart. So I'm very big picture and mindset and very 30,000, you know, foot view, because of the structure that I've lived in for the 20 plus years that I was in corporate America, you can imagine that there's nothing more structured than working in a financial institution, like a huge, one of the Fortune 50 banks, one of the largest organizations in the world. Because of that, it really forced me to be more detailed myself. And it forced me to, you know, I joke about spreadsheets, but my life lived on spreadsheets.
Me too.
And track things. So I have both ends of the spectrum. So that's what I bring a unique set of skills to the table when I sit down with a business owner, because I get it. I understand what they're thinking and they're feeling, and that creative part of their brain, I really can connect there. But I also can really help by adding in a lot of the structure and saying, let's sit down. I think it's great that you want to start this restaurant in this location, to Lucy's point. But, you know, there's been five restaurants that have gone out of business in a row for the last 5 years. Let's just think about that. Let's step back here and let's think about this. Is this the best location for your new pizza restaurant? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But there again, having someone as a sounding board that can really help them and lay all the pieces out before they start their businesses, or even if they're already in it.
You know, that's a key. And the service that you provide is really outstanding because, you know, we're all good at something. Okay, but we're not good at everything. Yet, a lot of entrepreneurs think it's easy. I have an idea. I have the money. Let's start. Let's do it. And, you know, maybe they're great at one particular thing, but they don't know it all. And that's where they need the help.
That's where I used to surround myself with detailed people, because I'm more of a pie in the sky.
We haven't figured out what you're more like.
No, well, it's too late now.
What we're going to have to do right now, before it is too late, is take another break. And we'll come back with more of What's the Score. And our guest today, Toby Moyle of Life is a Ladder Coaching, lifeisaladder.com. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and we are What's the Score, and we are Rich Jekyll, Lucy Polito, and myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Toby Moyle, of Life is a Ladder Coaching, lifeisladder.com. And we've been telling you about BizFest, which is coming up on April 29th. We want you to sign up for that.
Yes, sir.
But there's another great event coming up about a month before that that we'd like you to sign up and take advantage of as well. It's called The Climb. And you can go to Eventbrite and type in The Climb 2020, and you'll find out information there about the tickets. And this is a women's conference, and we'll find out what that means because it's actually open to everybody. And it, once again, will be held at the National Entrepreneur Center, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, March the 24th from noon to about 5 p.m. What is The Climb, Toby Moyle?
So The Climb is a half-day event where we have some great experts on the panel. We're going to have speakers coming in and sharing advice and sharing their stories and really just helping people in the audience to improve, to be the best that they can be. So it's going to be a really great day. I'm honored to be speaking alongside some great other female entrepreneurs and female leaders.
Great networking opportunity.
Great networking. Thank you.
So you'll be one of the presenters.
I'll be one of the presenters. Yep. And I'm going to be sharing. So I believe, there again, one of my philosophies is that there are three areas that if a business owner can be strong in these three areas, that they will be successful to whatever degree they want to be successful. They can achieve whatever they want to achieve. And those, I call them the three C's. We kind of know the four C's when it comes to buying diamond rings. If you guys have ever bought diamonds, you have
carrot, color,
clarity,
and
what is the other one? Carrot, color, clarity.
And do you have the cash? I don't think it is that, but I mean,
that's a good one. That's fine.
That's a good one. Yeah,
that's a good one. I should. Yeah, that's well. So three. That's funny.
So your three C's are.
That's a fifth C.
Okay.
So I believe that if someone is great at connection, meaning, are they great with other people? At the end of the day, people do business with people. Right, they're not just doing business with your product or service.
Sure, especially business with people they like.
That, thank you. Yes, we've all heard that for years, right? People do business with people that they know and that they like. So the connection skills, and I believe that these are disciplines. By the way, these three C's, these are things that you can improve upon. They're not just I was born either a great connector or I'm not. Right. I think we can all improve. So the connection is the first C, and communication is the next. So the better communicator you are, the more successful you're going to be in your business. And that means not only communicating one-on-one with someone, but communicating how great your business is, how you can serve, the value that you bring to your customers and clients. So communication is uber important. And then the third, and I find that we could, there again, this is a really big area of that could use some improving for a lot of small business owners, is confidence. Having the confidence to say that in their mind that they deserve to achieve whatever it is that they put their mind to. And so as equal parts that I am tactics and taking action and implementation, I'm equal parts encourager and supporter and giving advice and guidance. So
once again, you can go to The Climb 2020, get your tickets at Eventbrite, and just go there to Eventbrite's website, eventbrite.com, and type in The Climb 2020. And this will be at the National Entrepreneur Center, so that means there will be limited seating.
That's right.
There's room for a lot of folks.
Need to sign up quick.
Indeed. This will be a very popular event. I take it this has happened. This is not the first year this has been done.
That's correct. I don't know how many years that it's been going on, but certainly I know.
I think
for
the third.
Yeah, I think at least two or three years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big, you know, one of my favorite quotes is "None of us is as smart as all of us." So I think that, you know, hearing from other people and socializing best practices and what's worked, we can all help each other. I believe there's enough business for everyone. I have that abundance mindset, not to get too esoteric out there, but I believe that there's enough for everyone. And so I love when females or our gentlemen friends, when we can get together and we can collaborate and help each other, shake hands, exchange cards. There's, you know, this digital world and age that we live in, I think sometimes that's lost. Honestly, I think sometimes we mistake texting or sending a message through Facebook with actually making eye contact and, you know, nose to nose. So I love these kind of opportunities. And if anyone's listening and they are available to come on March 24th and here in Orlando, I would love them to come up and say hi, and I'll support them any way I can.
That's you know, good. Technology is wonderful, but nothing is as good as person to person.
That's right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Once again, the
face to face time we called it.
The Climb 2020 Women's Conference.
Depends on whose face
and
we're looking
men
at.
Men are invited as well. Is going to be held at the National Entrepreneur Center, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, the same location as BizFest, and most of what SCORE offers. And it will be March the 24th from noon to 5 p.m. March 24th from noon to 5 p.m. Go to Eventbrite, type in the Climb 2020 to access your tickets. And lifeisaladder.com, Toby Moyle is our guest today. Lifeisaladder.com is her website. And she will be one of the presenters at the Climb 2020, not the only one.
That's right. Yep. There's other female, great female experts. So it's going to, you're going to hear a lot of great information. And my personal goal, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the other speakers as well, but I want people to leave this meeting, leave this conference with some things that really are encouraging, but that they can implement into their business. And believe me, because I'm a solopreneur and run a small business, I appreciate things that don't cost a lot of money, things that you can just tweak, things you're doing already, mm-hmm. That you're just looking at them through a different lens, looking at them from a different angle. So that's, you know, like I said, bring your paper and pen, and I want everybody to walk away with some things that they can, a couple months after the conference, come back and say, you know, Toby, that tip that you shared, it really made a big difference in my business. Then I know that I've made a big impact and succeeded. So,
all right. So sign up for the Climb 2020 Women's Conference for, let's see, at National Entrepreneur Center on March the 24th, noon to 5 p.m.
Yeah, Lucy and I will be there too.
How about that? And if Rich can go, anybody can go.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
But you do need to sign up for this ahead of time.
We are going to have three other very, very good lady speakers.
Yeah, speakers.
Really outstanding, I think.
Is NABA a part of all this?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, not this one.
Okay. All right. But this is in conjunction with SCORE. And if you have any questions, once again, you can take them up with the folks at the SCORE office. And do they have a separate phone line now for the Climb also, since you got one for BizFest?
Well, you might as well. Yeah. 43, use that same number.
I'll just give them your phone number. How about
okay.
That?
Yeah, right. Let me clarify something there, that this is an event that is put on by the National Entrepreneur Center.
I see.
As well as the, what is it?
The Climb.
2020, the Climb.
The Climb.
Or the Climb 2020. Whatever. And so there are attendees. NABO is one of the attendees. Okay, they'll be represented there. SCORE is represented there. And I don't know who else is. Do you remember off the top of your head? No, but it's basically sponsored by the National Entrepreneur Center.
All right. And that's where it will be held. And you are invited to attend. So please do once again sign up for that. I want to go back to something you were talking about earlier, that the four things that you focus on as a coach, because the one, you know, the detailed plan, which nobody likes to do, is actually sort of the easy one.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Because you're also offering up critiques, in other words, helping people work through their ideas. Accountability, which has got to be the toughest one for you, I would think.
It is. You know, at the end of the day, the people that are in your life, your family, your friends, maybe your partner in your business, they all have a bias. And that's not an indictment on the person. They have a bias because they know you. They want to see you succeed. It's tough sometimes to say, if you're going to see that person in the morning, hey, you know, have you ever thought about doing this, Lucy? Or have you ever thought about doing things this way? You know, why do you do things that way? Is there maybe another way that would be better to do this? So it's certainly not that I'm going through and critiquing everything that they're doing in a demonstrative way. Quite the opposite. It's thinking outside the box and looking at things that through a different filter, because I'm coming in as the expert from the outside. I don't have a history with you. All I'm looking at is your product, your service. And so I can really give some sage advice that makes a big impact. So it to your point, it can be tough, but who else is going to share these things? Who else is going to say it? And, you know, it's great if you can figure it out yourself, but I think we can all certainly learn from each other.
I say it to her all the time.
Yeah.
She needs to pay more attention to this. I hope that she's going to learn that at your
I need an outside person.
Biology part of it.
Yes.
I need somebody like Toby to come and tell me that. I won't take it from you. I'll take it from her.
That's how Rich got those scars on the side of his face. But so Toby Moyle, our guest today, lifeisaladder.com is her website, and Life is a Ladder Coaching is the name of her business. And you can email Toby at her website at toby@lifeisaladder.com. You spell Toby, T-O-B-I.
Yes.
toby@lifeisaladder.com. We're going to take another break here in just a minute. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Toby Moyle. But once again, before it's too late, please sign up for the Club 2020 Women's Conference on March the 24th. It will be at the National Entrepreneur Center, 12 to 5 p.m., and you can get your tickets at Eventbrite. So go to eventbrite.com and then type in the Climb 2020, the Climb 2020. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what that climb and going up ladder and all that business is all about.
Yeah, don't let your rung break.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Get it? Ladder? Rung? Rung?
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. All right.
It's break time.
Yep. It is, in fact, break time.
Getting late.
In the meantime, please do sign up for the SCORE newsletter at orlando.score.org. We'll find out about all the great events that SCORE is involved in. And please do follow us and like us on the SCORE Facebook page. That's SCORE Orlando on Facebook. Orlando.score.org, the website. SCORE Orlando, the Facebook page.
Yeah, and don't forget to give us a kiss on Facebook.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Rich said that.
I did.
All right. We'll take that next break. And when we come back, we'll have more for you of What's the Score. Hey, we are back, and we are What's the Score, and we are Rich Jacob, Lucy Polito, and myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Toby Moyle of Life is a Ladder Coaching, lifeisladder.com. And we've been telling you about BizFest, which is coming up on April 29th. We want
yes,
you to
sir.
Sign up for that.
Yes, sir.
But there's another great event coming up about a month before that that we'd like you to sign up and take advantage of as well. It's called The Climb, and you can go to Eventbrite and type in The Climb 2020, and you'll find out information there about the tickets. And this is a women's conference, and we'll find out what that means because it's actually open to everybody. And it, once again, will be held at the National Entrepreneur Center, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, March the 24th from noon to about 5 p.m. What is The Climb, Toby Moyle?
So The Climb is a half-day event where we have some great experts on the panel. We're going to have speakers coming in and sharing advice and sharing their stories and really just helping people in the audience to improve, to be the best that they can be. So it's going to be a really great day. I'm honored to be speaking alongside some great other female entrepreneurs and female leaders.
Great networking opportunity.
Great networking. Thank you.
So you'll be one of the presenters.
I'll be one of the presenters. Yep. Yep, and I'm going to be sharing. So I believe, there again, one of my philosophies is that there are three areas that if a business owner can be strong in these three areas, that they will be successful to whatever degree they want to be successful. They can achieve whatever they want to achieve. And those, I call them the three C's. We kind of know the four C's when it comes to buying diamond rings. If you guys have ever bought diamonds, you have
Let's see, carrot. Color.
Clarity,
and
what is the other one? Carrot, color, clarity.
And do you have the cash? I don't think it is that, but I mean, it works,
that's
right?
A good one. That's fine.
That's a good one. Yeah,
that's a good one. I should. Yeah, that's well. So three. That's funny.
So
that's
your three C's are.
That's a fifth C.
Okay.
So I believe that if someone is great at connection, meaning are they great with other people? At the end of the day, people do business with people. Right, they're not just doing business with your product or service.
Sure, especially do business with people they like.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we've all heard that for years, right? People do business with people that they know and that they like. So the connection skills, and I believe that these are disciplines. By the way, these three C's, these are things that you can improve upon. They're not just I was born either a great connector or I'm not.
Right.
I think we can all improve. So the connection is the first C, and communication is the next. So the better communicator you are, the more successful you're going to be in your business. And that means not only communicating one-on-one with someone, but communicating how great your business is, how you can serve, the value that you bring to your customers and clients. So communication is uber important. And then the third, and I find that we could, there again, this is a really big area that could use some improving for a lot of small business owners, is confidence. Having the confidence to say that in their mind that they deserve to achieve whatever it is that they put their mind to. And so as equal parts that I am tactics and taking action and implementation, I'm equal parts encourager and supporter and and giving advice and guidance. So
once again, you can go to the Climb 2020, get your tickets at Eventbrite, and just go there to Eventbrite's website, eventbrite.com, and type in the Climb 2020. And this will be at the National Entrepreneur Center, so that means there will be limited seating.
That's right.
There's room for a lot of folks.
Need to sign up quick.
Indeed. This will be a very popular event. I take it this is not the first year this has been done?
That's correct. I don't know how many years that it's been going on, but certainly I know
the third.
Yeah, I think at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm a big, one of my favorite quotes is, none of us is as smart as all of us. So I think that, hearing from other people and socializing best practices and what's worked, we can all help each other. I believe there's enough business for everyone. I have that abundance mindset, not to get too esoteric out there, but I believe that there's enough for everyone. And so, I love when females or our gentlemen friends, when we can get together and we can collaborate and help each other, shake hands, exchange cards. There's, this digital world and age that we live in, I think sometimes that's lost. Honestly, I think sometimes we mistake texting or sending a message through Facebook with actually making eye contact and, nose to nose.
Yep.
So I love these kind of opportunities. And if anyone's listening and they are available to come on March 24th and here in Orlando, I would love them to come up and say hi, and I'll support them any way I can.
Technology is wonderful, but nothing is as good as person to person.
That's right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Once again, the
face-to-face time, we called it.
The Climb 2020 Women's Conference.
Depends on whose face we're looking
at. And men are invited as well. Is going to be held at the National Entrepreneur Center, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, the same location as BizFest, and most of what SCORE offers. And it will be March the 24th from noon to 5 p.m., March 24th from noon to 5 p.m. Go to Eventbrite, type in the Climb 2020 to access your tickets. And lifeisaladder.com, Toby Moyle is our guest today. Lifeisaladder.com is her website. And she will be one of the presenters at the Climb 2020, not the only one.
That's right. Yep. There's other female, great female experts. So you're going to hear a lot of great information. And my personal goal, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the other speakers as well, but I want people to leave this meeting, leave this conference with some things that really are encouraging, but that they can implement into their business. And believe me, because I'm a solopreneur and run a small business, I appreciate things that don't cost a lot of money, things that you can just tweak, things you're doing already.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just looking at them through a different lens, looking at them from a different angle. So that's, like I said, bring your paper and pen. And I want everybody to walk away with some things that they can, a couple months after the conference, come back and say, Toby, that tip that you shared, it really made a big difference in my business. Then I know that I've made a big impact and succeeded. So,
all right. So sign up for the Climb 2020 Women's Conference at National Entrepreneur Center on March the 24th, noon to 5 p.m.
Yeah, Lucy and I will be there too.
How about that? And if Rich can go, anybody can go.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
But you do need to sign up for this ahead of time.
We are going to have three other very, very good ladies speakers.
Yeah, speakers.
Really outstanding. I think this year is really terrific.
Is NABO a part of all this?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, not this one.
Okay. All right. But this is in conjunction with SCORE. And if you have any questions, once again, you can take them up with the folks at the SCORE office. And do they have a separate phone line now for the Climb also, since you got one for BizFest?
Well, you might as well. Yeah. 43, use that same number.
I'll just give them your phone number.
Okay.
That.
Yeah, right. Let me clarify something there, that this is an event that is put on by the National Entrepreneur Center.
I see.
As well as the, what is it?
The Climb.
2020, the Climb.
The Climb.
Or the Climb 2020. Whatever. And so there are attendees. NABO is one of the attendees. Okay, they'll be represented there. SCORE is represented there. And I don't know who else is. Do you remember off the top of your head? No. But it's basically sponsored by the National Entrepreneur Center.
All right. And that's where it will be held. And you are invited to attend. So please do once again sign up for that. I want to go back to something you were talking about earlier, that the four things that you focus on as a coach, because the one, you know, the detailed plan, which nobody likes to do, is actually sort of the easy one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because you're also offering up critiques, in other words, yep. helping people work through their ideas, accountability, mm-hmm. which has got to be the toughest one for you, I would think.
It is. You know, at the end of the day, the people that are in your life, your family, your friends, maybe your partner in your business, they all have a bias. And that's not an indictment on the person. They have a bias because they know you. They want to see you succeed. It's tough sometimes to say, if you're going to see that person in the morning, hey, you know, have you ever thought about doing this, Lucy? Or have you ever thought about doing things this way? You know, why do you do things that way? Is there maybe another way that would be better to do this? So it's certainly not that I'm going through and critiquing everything that they're doing in a demonstrative way. Quite the opposite. It's thinking outside the box and looking at things that through a different filter, because I'm coming in as the expert from the outside. I don't have a history with you. All I'm looking at is your product, your service. And so I can really give some sage advice that makes a big impact. So it, to your point, it can be tough, but who else is going to share these things? Who else is going to say it? And, you know, it's great if you can figure it out yourself, but I think we can all certainly learn from each other.
I say it to her all the time.
Yeah.
She needs to pay more attention to this. I hope that she's going to learn that at your
I need an outside person.
Biology part of it.
Yes. I need somebody like Toby to come and tell me that. I won't take it from you. I'll take it from her.
That's how Rich got those scars on the side of his face. So Toby Moyle, our guest today, lifeisaladder.com is her website, and Life is a Ladder Coaching is the name of her business. And you can email Toby at her website at toby@lifeisaladder.com. You spell Toby, T-O-B-I.
Yes.
toby@lifeisaladder.com. We're going to take another break here in just a minute. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Toby Moyle. But once again, before it's too late, please sign up for the Club 2020 Women's Conference on March the 24th. It will be at the National Entrepreneur Center, 12 to 5 p.m., and you can get your tickets at Eventbrite. So go to eventbrite.com and then type in the Climb 2020, the Climb 2020. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what that climb and going up ladder and all that business is all about.
Yeah, don't let your rung break.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Get it? Ladder? Rung? Rung?
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. All right.
It's break time.
Yep. It is, in fact, break time.
Getting late.
In the meantime, please do sign up for the SCORE newsletter at orlando.score.org. We'll find out about all the great events that SCORE is involved in. And please do follow us and like us on the SCORE Facebook page. That's SCORE Orlando on Facebook. Orlando.score.org, the website. SCORE Orlando, the Facebook page.
Yeah, and don't forget to give us a kiss on Facebook.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Rich said that.
I did.
All right. We'll take that next break. And when we come back, we'll have more for you of What's the Score.